Today I'm joined by Karen Cares, and this week we're talking about a flexi-foot. Morning, Karen.
Morning, Julie.
So, I have a flexi-foot in my hand, and it's black and it's orange, or it's grey and bendy. So, what is this flexi-foot, and who came up with it?
Flexi-foot was the brainwave of a product designer called David Goodwin. He's had 10 years experience designing assisted products, so disability products, to help people. His sister and sister-in-law both had MS, and it was his sister who said that she was having problems with walking sticks and walking stick ferrules.
So Karen, what are the key benefits of having this flexi-foot attached to your walking stick or walking aid?
The main benefit is that the flexi-foot ferrule adapts to the terrain. So if you're walking on Budley Beach and you've got a standard walking stick, your ferrule is going to be hitting on a certain part of the pebble and that's it on that spot. With the ferrule, it actually moves with you as you're walking. So each time you put your ferrule down on the pebbles, it's going to be on solid footing. There's less risk of slipping. It's good in snow, ice, wet conditions. If you need to take your crutches into a bathroom, if you're in a wet room, you don't want to be slipping in your own home.
Yep.
Trying to get into the shower. The full tread's in contact with the ground. It also, because of the suspension, that's this orange bendy bit, that is a shock absorber, which as you put your stick down to the ground, instead of the shock going up your arm, which normally happens,
yeah,
it's absorbed into this orange bit. Another key benefit is the ferrule actually rotates as well. So when you're walking, if you're turning a corner or you're just sort of turning around to talk to somebody or turning around to look at something, instead of having to turn your stick round or leaving your stick where it is, the ferrule turns the stick,
yeah,
with you, with your body. It's also more durable. Tests have shown that these ferrules actually last 50% longer, which is good because they're not cheap. I mean, you can go down to the market and get a walking stick ferrule for a couple of quid.
Yeah.
But these are a bit more of an investment. But I think if you're stopping somebody having an accident, falling, breaking their hip, I think it's money well spent.
Yeah, definitely. And can it fit any walking aid or any other items?
Yep, they can be used for crutches, walking sticks, they can be used on frames, and they can even be used on four-legged perch stools. They come in different diameters, so the sticks or the frames need to be measured. Just need to get the circumference, so using a piece of paper, wrap it around your walking stick or the bottom of the frame, mark off how far it goes round,
mm-hmm,
and then just measure it with a ruler. That will give you your circumference.
Okay, and is it easy to fit?
They are easy to fit. The ferrule pushes on first, like a standard ferrule does, and then the suspension part with the bottom tread part, which is like a car tyre, that just slots in and screws up. So anybody, even with arthritic hands, like I've got, can do it. And end of last year, 2013, they also developed a flexi-foot walking stick. And what David was noticing was that people didn't want to be seen to be using a conventional wooden walking stick, especially younger people. So what they did was they've developed a really ergonomic style walking stick. It's got a really cool round handle, and then it's folding as well, so it can go wherever you go.
Yep.
And it's got a flexi foot ferrule as standard.
And where can people get one, and how much do they cost?
Right, they're available in Boots, which is where I first saw them before I was in contact with David and the company. You can also get them online at flexifoot.com. They are more expensive, but as I said, it's an investment in safety. The standard ferrule comes in at $10.99, and then when you need a replacement, bearing in mind they last 50% longer, the actual slot-in suspension and ferrules are $5.99 each.
So it's a good investment.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. And hopefully people will feel safer walking out and about and just being active and feel safer about getting out of their front door for the first time.
Yeah.
If it's been a while.
Definitely.
If they've injured themselves and recuperating.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And then taking that first step.
Also, if you've got sight problems and you've got mobility problems, to have that confidence that when you put your stick down, it's going to give you that bit,
yeah,
more rigidity.
You don't always
safety.
Need somebody's arm.
No, that's right.
All right, Karen. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Julie. Thank you.